3. Gunnar knew he shouldn't have come tonight. It was a dick move. Yeah, he was still pissed at Mallory. But he didn't want to screw things up for her. She probably already had first night jitters. "Excuse me," she said through gritted teeth, and forced him back a step at the risk of losing his toes. Those were some heels on her black boots. They looked new and kind of sexy. Normally she wore a low-heeled tan pair that were pretty beat up, and the clingy red top and tight black jeans, he'd never seen them before. At the Renegade, she'd worn nothing but t-shirts and faded denim, and sometimes a flannel shirt in the winter. The guys sitting at the bar all watched her walk to the other end, their gazes lingering on her ass before taking in her long legs. It annoyed the shit out of him. On second thought, why should he worry about making her nervous? She'd done this to herself. All she'd had to do was return just one damn call. They could have talked, got everything out in the open. Not that he thought there was anything to hash out. The world hadn't ended just because they'd had sex. And he sure as hell didn't remember holding a gun to her head. Mallory hadn't held back. Sure, the booze played a part, but they hadn't drank that much. He'd done a lot of thinking on the drive to Montana. Mallory had downed 3 quick shots in a row, but the tequila hadn't had time to kick in before they'd started kissing. Okay, maybe she'd needed the liquid courage. If so, it sure had worked. She'd moaned so loud when she came, he was surprised she hadn't set off the neighborhood dogs. Gunnar watched her lean over the bar and gesture to something in the back. With her bent at that angle, the guys were more interested in looking down her V-neck top than what she was pointing at. He had to turn away. His insides were churning, and he didn't trust himself to stay cool. If he caused a commotion, she'd never forgive him. With more elbow grease than was necessary, he finished cleaning up his mess and let the sink fill with hot, sudsy water while he poured.